infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us. How you doing, Dr. Marty?
Hey, Bob. How are you this morning?
Filled with questions. And before we get to the vaccines, about Thanksgiving, if somebody traveled or gathered with a large group on Thanksgiving, should they have been tested already? What's the deal on that?
Well, let's see. What's today? Today is Wednesday, and it was last week. Generally, we start seeing positive results anywhere from one day to 14 days. That captures 95% of the people, but most people don't turn positive until about day four or five, and you capture the majority of people who are going to test positive by day eight. So basically, yesterday would have been a pretty good time to get tested.
Let's talk about the vaccines that have been in the news now. And clear something up for me. Does the vaccine prevent us from getting COVID, or does it minimize the effects of the virus?
So none of the vaccine trials studied or did any kind of detection to find out if people who had had the vaccine got the virus in their system and were or were not able to transmit to others. The only thing that the trial looked for in terms of efficacy is whether people had symptoms of COVID, right? So that's clearly not the same thing, right? You're looking at the percent of people who have, and you look at the different vaccines. In one case, there was one individual who had received the two doses who got severe COVID, but most of the cases, and that severe COVID was actually very severe levels of fatigue and so forth. So it was, it was enough to hospitalize that individual. So the reason that they didn't look is that isn't what we standardly look for in a vaccine trial. We're interested, does the vaccine keep you from getting sick? That's what's most important, right? And that's what they went for. Unfortunately, because of the nature of this vaccine, of this virus, and the fact that such a high percentage of the transmissions happen when people are asymptomatic, that piece of information that you're asking about is actually very important and something that needs to be looked at in phase four trials. Right? Because if we don't know who has the ability to shed virus, then, how we distribute the vaccine and everything about it becomes much more complicated.
Right. And speaking of distribution, here in Illinois, there is great concern about whether we're going to get enough of the vaccine, enough doses. Are you confident that the distribution across the country is going to go well?
Well, as you know, the distribution is something that, based on our Constitution, is determined locally, not federally. So, for example, there was a meeting yesterday of the Advisory Council for Vaccines, which is a part of the Center for Disease Control, where they made recommendations as to who should get the limited amount of doses first once a vaccine is approved. Remember, none has been approved, and it's very atypical for the advisory committee to meet on these sorts of issues before a vaccine is approved. And there's still a lot of questions. For example, the advisory committee was talking about giving the vaccine to long-term care facilities, but the vaccine trials didn't look at that population per se. And so there's gaps in our knowledge as to whether or not it's even as safe or efficacious in that group as it was in the population that was studied. Similarly, there's a concern that, they talked about giving it to workers at long-term care facilities, and a huge proportion of those workers are females in reproductive age. and there's no data on the safety or efficacy for pregnant women. So there's a lot still going on, but you asked me more specifically about supply. As you know, it's estimated that we will have somewhere around 20 million doses or something of that nature. But even that amount, you cut it in half because you have to give two doses, which means that and if at the earliest we had an approval by the 21st of December, that second dose is going to be 21 to 28 days away, depending on which vaccine gets authorized, right? So that's really talking January, even for the phase one population. And remember that when you distribute vaccine, not every dose that's created and distributed winds up being properly administered or available, or something happens in the storage and what have you. So it isn't really 10 million people, you see. Mm-hmm. And remember, our population has, 340-odd million people. So it's really not enough to go around. And that's why we have to have all these conversations about who gets it first. And when they look at it, Bob, they look at it in a very, very systematic way, right? So the way that we approach this thing is to say, okay, what is the science telling us in terms of who's the highest risk and what are the things that can be done equitably science-wise? Then what is the ethics of giving it to this population or that population? And last but not least is the implementation. Can it be given to that population effectively and efficiently so that you don't wind up losing a lot of extra doses? So all these things taken into consideration right now as to who and when and exactly how it will be distributed. And that's why when you look at it in the long term and in real hard facing of reality, you cannot expect wide distribution of this vaccine anytime sooner than the spring.
So we will probably need to continue wearing masks and practice social distancing well into next year, correct?
That is 100% true for the two reasons. Number one is there's simply not enough vaccine to go around yet. And number two is we have no idea, because it wasn't part of the test trial, as to how many people who have the two doses of vaccine can share virus with others. So let's say I, as a healthcare worker, get that vaccine right away. Well, I can't go around cavalierly without a mask because a vaccine doesn't keep you from getting the virus in your body at all. It never will. No vaccine does that. What a vaccine does is help your system recognize that pathogen and get rid of it before that virus can cause any harm so that you don't get sick. But the real question is, does it alert the immune system to a level where I never produce enough viral particles to infect you? And we have no answer to that question because it hasn't been studied.
Well, I'm going to wait for you to tell me which vaccine to get. And when you say it's safe, I'll get it. And then I'm going to have you fly in from Florida to personally give me the shot. Okay. Dr. Eileen Murray, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks as always.